Four felony arrests on Tuesday in Walker County. 42-year-old Clint Dwayne Phillips was arrested on a violation of probation. James Chad Letson, a 45-year-old, was charged with the sale of methamphetamine. 53-year-old Robert LeBron Williams was arrested on possession of methamphetamine, while 56-year-old Clayton Alexander Davis was charged with driving on a suspended license, improper change of decal, and a probation violation. 63-year-old Francis Jill Hill was charged with felony assault. You can view the complete arrest report on our website. It's available at discoverwalker.com. Applications are now open for Georgia's Centennial Farm Program that honors farms that have been in operation for more than 100 years. The deadline to apply is May the 1st. Qualifying farms must include at least 10 acres of the original land, remain in active agricultural production, and generate at least $1,000 in annual farm income. More than 630 farms have been recognized since the program began back in 1993. Selected farms will be honored this October at the Georgia National Fairgrounds in Perry. Applications are available online. Georgia Northwestern Technical College has named Lafayette High School student Rihanna Davis as its 2026 Dual Enrollment Student of the Year. Davis, who attends Walker Launch College and Career Academy in Rock Spring, received the honor and a $1,000 scholarship during GNTC's High School Appreciation Luncheon in Calhoun on Tuesday. Rihanna completed her associate degree in automotive technology back in December. Before earning her high school diploma, she plans to pursue a career in the automotive industry. GNTC leaders say Davis represents the success of dual enrollment that allows high school students to earn college credit while they prepare for their careers. We've got more news coming up after this. Georgia hunters are preparing for spring turkey season with a statewide opener on private land set for this Saturday. The Georgia Department of Natural Resources says public land season, including wildlife management areas and national forest land, opens April the 4th. Statewide season will run through May the 15th. Wildlife officials say strong turkey reproduction in 2024 could lead to better hunting success this spring, with more two-year-old birds expected in the woods. Hunters are reminded to obtain a free harvest record and report harvested turkeys through the Georgia Game Check within 24 hours. More information available at georgiawildlife.com. Details on these stories and a whole bunch more at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 and Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.